Question, I know maybe this will come up later, but is there a meditation practice to use with someone who is dying and has enough awareness to understand what's happening?
A lot of it is around a lot of it being attentive to what the person, what's the background. It's good to know a little bit about the person so that they have a sense, okay, what are they, what were they interested in? What's the basis of their faith? What's the basis of their confidence? And how to support that? Also in the sense of, you want to keep it simple. Especially if somebody is in the active process of dying, then you want to give them something that helps them to settle and feel at ease. So that there's a great story that Ram Dass tells of he's with his mother, and of course he's this is many years ago, you know, he's fired up with all these teachings and he's with his mother who's dying, and he's, you know, wanting her to do this meditation and to that meditation, and set her mind up like this and do that, do this visualization, and after a while, I mean, she's sort of laying there. Richard Alpert, his name. Richard, shut up. And then he said, because, you know, so much of it was from his own fear, his own kind of nervousness, discomfort with his, you know, and then sort of having an idea about what he thought she should be doing. And so you have to be careful with that, in a sense. And that's where, you know, being with, and that's where I say, in our own practice, contemplation of death, contemplation of illness, contemplation of aging, are really important in order to feel comfortable when you're with somebody else who's going through that process. Because if we're still uncomfortable with it, don't accept our own mortality or our own limitations, then it's going to bring up fear on our part, and then people feel that. So that being comfortable within ourselves in order to be present with other people, it's an important aspect. Yeah.
Take me a minute to get to the